All right, so we're back and ready to really dig into this 7.38b Dota patch.
Yeah, should be a fun one.
Definitely not as crazy as some of the big overhauls we've seen in the past, but yeah, Ice Frog always seems to find a way to throw in a few curveballs.
Oh, absolutely. Like, at first glance, you're like, oh, this is just a small patch. But then when you really start to look at the numbers and how some of these changes interact with each other, it's definitely going to shake things up.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm already seeing some heroes just skyrocketing in win rate and others, yeah, not so much.
Yep. Yeah, some heroes are definitely going to have to spend some time in the corner thinking about their life choices after this patch.
Right, exactly. Well, let's maybe start with some of the general changes before we get into the hero drama.
Sounds good.
So one thing that caught my eye was the increased grace period for swapping items in your inventory. You know, that thing where you're like trying to swap things around in the heat of battle and accidentally trigger a
Yeah,
cooldown.
I've definitely been there. It's
Yeah.
not a fun feeling.
Yeah. So they've increased that grace period, which I think is going to be a huge quality of life improvement, especially for support players who are always juggling a million items.
Yeah, I think it'll make a big difference in those clutch moments where, every second counts,
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get to the main event, the hero changes. And we got to start with the biggest loser of this patch. I mean, poor Dragonite, they really took him to the woodshed.
Yeah, they did not hold back on those nerfs. I mean, his fire dragon form got hit pretty hard. The dragon tail area of effect is way smaller now, so he's not going to be as effective in those big team fights.
Right. And on top of that, they reduced the magic damage on his attacks from Wurm's Wrath, so he's just not packing as much of a punch as he used to.
No, he's definitely lost a lot of his burst damage potential, which was, kind of his bread and butter.
Yeah, it's no wonder his win rate has absolutely plummeted. I mean, we're talking like a 4% drop, which is massive.
Yeah, it's a pretty steep decline. If you were a Dragon Knight spammer, you might need to find a new hero to love for a while.
Yeah, maybe take a break from the dragon for a bit. And speaking of heroes who are feeling the pain after this patch, Tiny is also taking a beating.
Oh, yeah, they really nerfed his tankiness. I mean, remember all that bonus armor he used to get from Groh? Well, they basically cut it in half.
Ouch. Yeah, that's going to leave a mark.
It definitely does. He's just not nearly as durable as he used to be, and his win rate is reflecting that it's down over 3%.
Yeah, it's tough to see those heroes who were so dominant in the previous patch take such a big hit. But I guess that's the nature of the game, right? Things are always changing.
Exactly. It's all about adaptation. What worked before might not work now, and that's what keeps Dota so interesting.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's switch gears and talk about some of the heroes who are soaring to new heights with this patch. And we got to start with Morphling. I mean, this guy is absolutely stealing the show right now.
Yeah, he's on fire. His win rate has gone up almost 3%, which is crazy.
And here's the thing, he didn't even get any direct buffs. It's like he's winning by default because the competition got weaker.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, it just goes to show how much the meta can shift with just a few key changes.
Right, so it's like all the other carries got nerfed, and Morphling was just sitting there like, all right, time to feast.
Exactly. He's like the ultimate opportunist.
And he's got that insane versatility. You know, he can adapt to any situation.
Absolutely. He can be a right-click monster, a magic nuke, or a tanky frontliner, all in one hero.
Yeah, he's the ultimate transformer. And speaking of heroes who are making waves, this patch, Slark is also looking pretty scary right now.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely back in the spotlight. His win rate has gone up over 2%, and his pick rate has jumped up as well.
Yeah, it seems like he's another hero who's benefiting from the nerfs to other carries.
Yeah, it's like the meta has shifted in a way that really plays to his strengths. He loves to jump on those squishy supports and snowball out of control.
Right, and it's just so slippery and elusive. It's like trying to catch a grease piglet.
I know, right? And once he gets a few kills under his belt, he can just run wild.
Okay, let's move on to the mid lane now. And Magnus players are probably not too happy with this patch.
Yeah, he took a pretty big hit. They shortened his skewer distance and nerfed the self bonus on his empower.
Ouch. Yeah, that's going to make it harder for him to set up those big plays.
Definitely, his win rate is down almost 3%, which is significant for a mid laner.
Yeah, in the mid lane, every little advantage matters, so those nerfs are going to be felt.
Absolutely. And meanwhile, you've got Earthshaker, who's suddenly become the hot new pick for both mid and position four support. It's like he's everywhere.
I know, right? It's
Oh.
wild. And he didn't even get any direct buffs. It's just that the meta has shifted in a way that really favors his skill set.
Exactly. He's got those amazing control abilities with Fissure and Enchant Totem, and his Echo Slam can just obliterate clumped up enemies.
Yeah, he's the ultimate team fight hero, and it seems like this patch is all about those big team fight engagements.
It definitely seems that way. There's less emphasis on those early game snowballing strategies and more focus on controlling the map and setting up those big clashes.
Okay, let's head over to the offlane now, and Tidehunter players are probably feeling a bit salty after this patch.
Yeah, they nerfed his Anchor Smash damage reduction, and his Dead in the Water ability got hit pretty hard. The damage is halved, and the mana cost went up.
So he's not the unkillable monster he used to be.
No, he's definitely more vulnerable now, especially in the early game.
But his win rate only dropped by like 2%, so he's still a viable pick.
Oh, yeah, he's still a strong hero, especially in the right lineup, but those nerfs will definitely make players think twice before picking him every game.
And speaking of the offlane, Bristleback is looking pretty spicy right now.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely benefiting from the changes to other offlaners. His win rate has gone up over 1.5%, which is the highest improvement in the offlane.
Yeah, he's always been a tough hero to deal with, but it seems like this patch is really playing to his strengths.
Yeah, he's just so naturally tanky and annoying to deal with, and he loves to brawl.
And he's got that amazing Quill Spray that just melts towers.
Exactly. He's a real menace in the late game if you let him get out of control.
Okay, let's dive into the support scene now. And Ancient Apparition is looking like the new king of position 5 supports.
Yeah, he's sitting pretty at the top of the rankings with a win rate increase of almost 2%.
It seems like this meta was tailor-made for him. He's got strong teamfight control with Ice Blast, a global presence with that same spell, and he can completely shut down enemy healing with his ultimate.
Yeah, his global presence is key for securing kills and turning the tide of battle. No wonder he's become a top pick for teams looking for a reliable and impactful position 5 support.
And I've also seen a lot of Pudge popping up in both support roles lately. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, Pudge is actually one of the few heroes who's seen improvements across multiple positions. He's enjoying a win rate boost of over 1% as both a 4 and a 5.
So he's like the ultimate flex pick.
Pretty much this meta with its focus on pickoffs and early aggression really plays to his strengths.
Yeah, he's the ultimate ganker, and with his meat hook, he can pull off some really clutch plays.
Absolutely, and let's not forget about Earthshaker, who's also crushing the position 4 role with a win rate increase of over 1.5%.
It's wild to see him excelling in two roles simultaneously. It just goes to show how versatile his skill set is and how impactful those fissures and echo slams can be.
Yeah, he's a real game changer, and it seems like he's thriving in this new meta.
Now let's talk about some of the support heroes who didn't fare so well this time around. Starting with Zeus, the god of thunder, he took a bit of a hit.
Yeah, they reduced his base damage and the sight radius on his lightning bolt.
So he's not as good at harassing in lane, and his global presence is a bit weaker.
Exactly. His win rate is down almost 2%, which is definitely noticeable for a hero who relies so heavily on those spells.
Yeah, it's a shame because he used to be such a dominant force in the mid game.
And Jakiro, the twin-headed dragon, got singed by the nerf bat as well.
Oh yeah, they nerfed the duration of his ice path and increased the cooldown.
It seems like Ice Frog is trying to tone down his control a bit and make him a little less oppressive in lane.
Yeah, he was getting a bit too good at locking down enemies.
And we can't forget about Winter Wyvern. She was a top pick in previous patches, but it looks like her reign is over.
Yeah, her Winter's Curse ultimate got hit pretty hard. They removed the cursed target's immunity to physical damage from Wyvern and her controlled units, and they increased the cooldown significantly.
Yeah, that's a big nerf. She's seen a noticeable drop in both win rate and pick rate.
It's like a changing of the guard in the support meta. Old favorites are stepping back while new contenders are taking center stage.
It's a constant evolution. What worked before might not work now, and that's what keeps Dota so dynamic and engaging.
All right, let's move on from the hero drama and chat about some of the item changes that caught our eye.
Well, support players are definitely feeling the nerfs to Glimmer Cape.
Yeah, that bonus movement speed got cut in half and the mana cost went up, ouch.
It's still a valuable item, especially for its ability to provide a quick save for allies. But those changes will definitely make players think twice before auto-buying it every game.
More decision-making, less autopilot. I'll like it on the flip side. Eye of Skadi got a little love from Ice Frog.
Yeah, that cold attack slow against melee heroes got buffed.
So if you're a melee carry who wants to glue themselves to their target, Skadi might be your new best friend.
Exactly. Especially with those ranged carries getting nerfed, it might be time for the melee heroes to shine.
And then there are the neutral items. Always a wild card.
The biggest change have to be Pirate Hat. The bonus gold you get for killing a hero while wearing it has jumped from 150 to a whopping 400.
Talk about a treasure chest. It's going to be interesting to see how this impacts the mid to late game, with teams potentially fighting harder for those Pirate Hat pickups. Imagine the chaos.
It adds a whole new layer of strategy. Do you focus on farming and securing your own pirate hat, or do you risk it all to deny it from the enemy team?
And let's not forget about Gunpowder Gauntlet.
Yeah.
It now deals splash damage that goes right through physical damage block.
That's going to make it a popular choice for heroes who love those area of effect spells, especially against lineups with a lot of physical damage mitigation. It's a small change, but it could have a big impact on team fights.
Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's touch on those map changes. They might seem tiny, but as we've seen, even the tiniest tweaks can have ripple effects.
They moved the spawn box of the Radiant Safelane Tier 1 hard camp, which gets rid of that annoying camp blocking spot. Plus, they removed a bunch of trees around various camps to create some new pathways.
So they're basically making the map more dynamic with more options for sneaky ganks and unexpected rotations. It'll be interesting to see how these changes play out in the pro scene where every little advantage can be exploited.
It's all about adding more strategic depth and giving players more tools to outmaneuver their opponents. Those map changes might seem insignificant at first glance, but trust me, they have the potential to shift the balance of power in subtle but impactful ways.
Okay, that's it for part one of our deep dive into the Dota 7.38b patch.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground so far.
We've talked about heroes getting nerfed and buffed items getting tweaked and even some map adjustments, but there's still so much more to
Oh
discuss.
yeah, we're just getting started.
Stay tuned for part two, where we'll delve even deeper into some of the most significant changes, including specific breakdowns of Abaddon Dragonite, Morphling Slark, and Ancient Apparition.
We'll break down why they're either struggling or thriving and what it all means for the evolving meta.
It's going to be a wild ride, so buckle up and get ready for more Dota madness. We'll be right back after a short break. Welcome back. So, ready to dive into some more of these hero-specific changes?
Yeah, let's talk about Abaddon. He was kind of public enemy number one before this patch, right?
Oh yeah, I mean he was just everywhere. You know, every game it felt like you were facing an Abaddon.
And Ice Frog was like, okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah, they definitely decided it was time for an intervention. And they didn't hold back on the nerfs.
No, they really went all out. I mean, his base mana regen is gone completely.
Yeah, and Aphotic Shield duration got reduced. And then the damage and healing from Ms. Coil took a hit too.
Yeah, no more spamming those heals like a madman.
But here's the crazy thing. Even after all those nerfs, he's still a top pick for position 5 support.
It's kind of mind-boggling, right?
Yeah, it really shows just how strong he was before the patch.
Yeah, I mean, those nerfs were definitely needed to bring him back down to earth, but he's still a force to be reckoned with.
So he went from ridiculously overpowered to just plain strong.
Pretty much. He's still a good hero, but he's not the unkillable monster he used to be.
All right, well, let's talk about another hero who took a tumble this patch. Dragonite.
Yeah, they really focused on nerfing his fire dragon facet, you know?
Yeah, that dragon tail area effect is way smaller now, so he's not as good at controlling those big team fights in dragon form.
Right, and they also reduced the magic damage from Wyrm's Wrath.
Because he's just not as scary as he used to be.
No, he's definitely lost a lot of his bite.
And his win rate has taken a nosedive. It's down like almost 4%.
Yeah, it's a pretty significant drop. He's not seeing nearly as much play as he did before the patch.
Yeah, it's a tough break for Dragonite fans, but probably a good thing for the overall balance of the game.
Definitely. It's good to see some other heroes get a chance to shine.
All right, well, let's switch gears and talk about the heroes who are on the rise, starting with the incredible, the Morphing Morphling.
This guy is just on another level right now.
Yeah, and what's amazing about Morphling's success is that he didn't even get buffed directly.
It's true. He's basically thriving because the meta shifted and some of the other top carries got nerfed.
Yeah, it's like he saw everyone else getting weaker and thought, perfect, more space for me.
And Feisty did, his win rate has skyrocketed.
And his versatility is just insane. He can adapt his attributes to any situation.
Yeah, he can be a right-click monster, a magic nuke, or even a tanky frontliner.
It's like he's got a different build for every occasion.
And he's got some serious late-game
Oh,
potential.
yeah, once he gets a few items under his belt, he's almost unstoppable.
So if you're looking for a carry who can really dominate the late game and morph into a variety of roles, Morphling is definitely your guy.
And speaking of heroes riding in the wave of meta changes, let's talk about Slark.
Ah, yes, the slippery fish himself.
It's a similar story to Morphling. You know, he didn't get any direct buffs, but the nerfs to other heroes, and the overall pace of the current meta, it really created the perfect environment for him to shine.
Yeah, he's loving this patch. His win rate has gone up over 2%.
And he's just so much fun to play. You know, he's
Yeah.
got that slippery, elusive play style.
And he can steal your stats, which is always a bonus.
Yeah, there's nothing more satisfying than watching Slark rip away an enemy hero's strength and agility.
It's like he's feeding on their essence.
So if you like agility carries who can outmaneuver their opponents and snowball into a late-game monster, Slark is definitely worth checking out.
And lastly, let's talk about the new king of position five supports, Ancient Apparition.
This guy is just crushing it right now.
Yeah, he's sitting pretty at the top of the support rankings with a solid win rate increase.
It seems like this patch was made for him.
Yeah, he's got everything you could want in a position. Five support, strong teamfight control with Ice Blast, global presence with that same spell, and the ability to completely shut down enemy healing with his ultimate.
Yeah, his global presence is key for securing kills and turning the tide of battles.
No wonder he's become a top pick for teams looking for a reliable and impactful position five support.
So if you're trying to climb the ranks as a support player, mastering Ancient Apparition is a smart move.
Definitely, he's got the tools to control the game and make a real difference in those crucial teamfights.
All right, well, that's a good overview of some of the biggest hero changes in this patch.
Yeah, we've seen some heroes fall from grace and others rise to the top, and it's all interconnected.
It's like a constantly evolving ecosystem in Dota.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Each patch brings new challenges and opportunities for players to adapt and overcome.
And that's what keeps it so interesting, right?
Exactly. Dota is a game that's always changing, always challenging you to think differently and find new ways to outsmart your opponents. That's why we love it.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's shift gears and talk about the bigger picture for a moment. You know, what does all of this mean for like the average Dota player? You know, someone who's just trying to get better at the game.
Well, I think one of the big takeaways from this patch is that it's a really good time to experiment.
Oh, okay. How so?
Well, we're seeing a move away from those heroes who were just completely dominating the meta. You know, Ice Frog is clearly trying to create a more balanced playing field.
So less of those must-pick heroes and more room for like creativity.
Exactly. It's a good time to try out new heroes, new strategies, and see what works.
Yeah, no more blindly following those tier lists.
Right. Those tier lists can be helpful, but you gotta adapt to the current meta.
And what about the item changes? You know, Glimmer Cape got nerfed, Eye of Skadi got buffed, and Pirate Hat is like winning the lottery now.
Yeah, those item changes are definitely going to shake things up.
How do you see them impacting the game, like for the average player?
Well, the Glimmer Cape nerfs are interesting because it was such a staple item for supports.
Yeah, it was almost an auto buy.
Right, but now with the increased mana cost, it's not such an easy decision.
So more strategic decision making.
Exactly. You got to think about whether Glimmer Cape is really the best item for the situation.
And Eye of Skadi seems like a good pickup now, especially for melee carries.
Yeah, that slow is really potent against melee heroes, and with ranged carries getting nerfed, it might be time for the melee heroes to shine.
And that Pirate Hat gold bonus is just insane.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
I can see teams fighting tooth and nail for those pirate hats.
Oh, for sure. It adds a whole new level of risk and reward to the game.
And before we wrap things up, we got to talk about those map changes. They might seem small, but they could have a big impact.
Oh, absolutely. Moving that Radiant safe lane hard camp and removing those trees is going to open up a lot of new possibilities.
More options for ganking, more options for rotating around the map.
Exactly. It's all about creating a more dynamic and unpredictable game.
So basically, this patch is all about adaptation.
Pretty much, if you can adapt to the changes, you'll be in good shape.
So no more autopilot, no more sticking to the same old strategies.
Right, it's time to think outside the box and try new things.
Any specific hero recommendations for our listeners who are looking for an edge?
Well, if you're looking for a carry who can dominate the late game, Morphling is a solid choice right now.
What about for supports?
Ancient Apparition is definitely the king of position five supports at the moment, and Earthshaker is also doing really well as both a mid laner and a position four support.
Any heroes we should warn our listeners about?
Dragon Knight and Tiny are both struggling a bit after those nerfs, and Zeus and Jakiro have also taken a hit in the support roles.
But hey, maybe someone out there will find a way to make them work.
It's Dota, anything is possible.
All right, well, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the final thought you want to leave our listeners with?
Dota is a game that's always evolving, and that's what makes it so great. Every patch brings new challenges and opportunities, and it's up to us to adapt and overcome.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on.
So embrace the change, stay curious, and never stop experimenting.
That's it for our deep dive into the Dota 7.38b patch.
Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed the show and learned a thing or two about the new meta.
And most importantly, we hope you have fun playing Dota.
Until next time, stay passionate and keep pushing your limits.